This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
This is Front Row on The Bigger Picture, and I'm Sharmila Ganesan. The Ring of the Nibelung by Richard Wagner is probably one of the best-known operas in the world, and an upcoming local production is staging a theatrical version of the four operas, where they are all being presented as a five-hour play. The show is presented by the Actors Studio Cine Theatre Rakyat and Mooka Space, and is showing from the 12th to the 14th of October. Joining me today are the show's director, Dr. Derek Gunn, who also adapted the operas, and performers Pearly Chua and Tan Lee Young. How is everyone today?
Hello.
We are great.
We're doing great.
We're good.
I think the first thing that everyone would want to know is, what led you to what sounds like this fairly mad and ambitious undertaking of wanting to compress these four operas into one production?
Actually, what Derek said is, everybody knows about Richard Wagner and this very famous 16-hour opera, because opera is rather, you know, distant to most of the people, and not everybody will, you know the beauty of opera. So that's why he decided to make this 16-hour opera and condense it into a five-hour theatre play, so that everybody could have this chance to enjoy in a more understandable way.
And how do you decide what to keep, what to take out? What are the important parts?
The Ring actually a lot of topic inside. Mm. So a lot of theme. So this time I will pick up four themes. The first one is about the power. The second part is for the love. The third part is for hero. We already discussed what is hero today. And the last part is the death.
Is it because these themes, even though the opera was written so long ago, these are themes that even today we can still relate to and we can still understand?
Of course, because the beginning of the show will be the Mingyunishen, is the
goddess of destiny. Mm-hmm.
The god of destiny.
Which Pearly is playing.
Yes. Actually, the set is like office today. Mm-hmm. The goddess will discuss the office thing, staff, how they were, very overtime, tired, that's the kind of stuff. And the costume is all
modernized,
you know.
Contemporary. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So everything you see in the stage will be very close to you.
The opera is originally, of course, based on Norse mythology.
Yep.
And all the characters are basically characters from their Norse gods, characters from Nordic folklore. Are you keeping the same characters?
Yeah. So this time you can see the goddess, the human being, the
hobbits,
mm-hmm. and the giants, and also the spirit. Yeah, you can see all of them. Mm. And I will divide them by the costume. You can see the goddess is all wear the like
modern suits, modern gown,
and the hobbits is all naked.
almost.
Yes. Let's not the wrong idea.
Yes,
yet.
almost naked.
And what character? So we know Pearly, you're playing the goddess of destiny,
Atropos,
and Liang, you're quite interesting. You're playing a whole bunch of characters.
Yes, yeah. I'm actually primarily there are three. The first one will be Wotan, the king of gods. And the second one will be Wotan's son,
Sigmund.
A human son, yeah. Sigmund. And then the third one will be Sigmund's son, Siegfried. So
right.
It's actually a three generations of people.
Mm-hmm. And so in a way, you actually get to see the way this story evolves from the first opera all the way to the last, right?
Yes. I you know, it's a privilege for me to experience from Wotan, the grandfather, then how his power, you know, control his son, Sigmund, and then how Siegfried is unwillingly pulled into the story.
But this also means that you will be playing three characters at different ages, different levels of power.
Yes.
Very different characters.
Yes, very different.
What was this experience like?
I've worked with Dr. Derek last year, and then same thing, he gave me four characters. So it's not.
So this year you're actually taking a break.
Yes, it's easier to me. But still, the real challenge of handling these three different characters is Wotan is a man with power, a man with you know, very dictate. He's a dictator. And while Siegmund is very human, he's very lovely, he longs for love. While Siegfried is very free, he's a free spirit. Actually, the real challenge to me is to play Siegfried. Mm-hmm. You know, Siegfried is, to Wagner, a real hero is a person who has no boundaries, who has no fear. But then nowadays we are human. We have our own moral reasonings. So that's quite hard for me to play that role. The real challenge is to play Siegfried, a rather free and a very reckless, mm-hmm. a reckless rascal. But in a cute way, lah.
And Derek, did you always want the same actor to play these three generations?
Actually, one actor play many roles is my concept of director, the direction. And another one is the same prop or set using many times. They've changed different situation or what. Because nowadays, we can see movie or television series or what, drama, how to protect and how to make the theatre more like theatre is what I do.
Mm-hmm. And Pearlie, your character, yes. Tell us more about her.
Atropos is, again, goddess of destiny. And she would love to be... She writes the destinies of all the characters there. And in many ways, she just writes the stories, but that is the will of the man. So being the goddess, she can't go down and actually what we call micromanage these people. So she sees the big picture. So the journey of the human beings or the hobbits or the giants is up to them. They have their own wills. So within the boundaries or non-existent boundaries, whichever they perceive, they do what they do, what they want to do. And of course, she, being the goddess, she cannot reveal what's the best route to take. And being a goddess, she's kind. She doesn't want to see people, you know, perish. It's precious life. It's characters that she wrote with the best intentions for them. So in the story, we will explore the relationships, people amongst people, and what earthly people do and the hobbits do, because they last for, according to the four themes that director set here. So in terms of lusting for power, there's money, and what do you call a hero? What's your perception or your definition of a hero in the past world and today's world? And then death. What is death all about? Mm. Is it purely death, or are you being reborn, or is it what, a new beginning, or you believe that, and all it all, zilch. So this is what we are exploring. Very, very themes that's existent. Life is a repeat of everyday, you know, rituals, annually or daily. So we go through all that. So like a director had described, the environment that you see is very contemporary. It's an office space. Life goes on. People just mingle, talk, behave. And we take it that one level. And people come to watch it. I think director's viewpoint would be bring home fodder for thought.
The production, it is divided into four themes, four sections.
Four acts. Yes.
Four acts. Do those align with the four different operas?
Yeah, almost the same. So the first part is the goal
gold.
Of the... Yeah. So we... Because all the powers, the desire of power, it start from the gold from the ring. So I set the team's power for the first part.
Mm-hmm. And the second one?
The second one is...
the Valkyrie.
Valkyrie, yes.
Yes.
Valkyrie.
Yeah.
I can't do the German one.
We don't do the German
either. We don't do the German either, yes.
Because the Siegmund and the Siegling story start from the second part. So I put the love, discuss the love in this part. Mm. The third part is the Siegfried. We discuss about the hero, the free spirit. And the last part is the gotten
twilight of the god.
And this is where I will discuss what is the death.
In terms of presenting this to an audience that may not even know these original stories, maybe they're not the kind who will go to watch an opera.
Yep.
What were some of the ways in which you made the story more accessible or more relevant?
Actually, I discussed this topic with them today, so I have confused something. Want to let the audience know the story or not?
Actually, we are discussing about power, love, hero, and death. These four themes are very relevant to us even nowadays, because we need power, we need love, and we want to be a hero at some time, and we will die. Mm-hmm. So the director's concern is to whether disclose...
When we workshopped it, workshopped it in the first week,
it's quite hard to
it was not to give the game away, but still you had to justify
it. Should you keep it spoiler-free?
Right. Yes, okay. That's the thing.
Atropos had to give the feed somehow, but not to give it away. So director right now is trying to find the balance. So after workshopping and says, let's try it from a different approach. So having constructed something, now director is, I think, at a stage where he wants to deconstruct what was being done.
We are still in the process of deconstructing.
The lines, the plots are all there. Yeah. It's a matter of, does this line, this whole chunk come here, or does it happen later, or what? Is moving the parts around to make it interesting, challenging, but not confusing the audience. But we want the audience to think and be with us and engage their thinking, their minds, their wit. There's going to be a lot of humour, hopefully. We would like there to be humour, because it's not supposed to be like death, morbid, and solemnness. And you go home like, why did I go to that play? You want to go home with, that's...
Especially 5 hours.
And then, and make it fun,
It's such an interesting question, because people who are in theatre will assume, who doesn't know Wagner? Who doesn't know the Ring Cycle? But the truth is, many people don't, right?
Yeah.
So come and watch!
The interesting thing, though, that it is not being presented as an opera. It is a production. Is there going to be any singing music as a main element at all?
Yeah, that's director's... Derek always wanted music in his production, because... I don't know. He loves music. And then
I love musical.
Yes, he loves musical. So he wanted his actors to sing. So,
And dance.
And dance. And do everything, basically. So
on top of playing three roles.
5 hours.
Yes, everything. So luckily, a few of us was chosen to sing some solo. So still, there are musics in a play.
Interesting music. Actually.
Interesting music. Yeah. Contemporary music.
So it's original music that's being composed for the show.
Yes.
I see. And are the original Wagner compositions also in there?
Yeah. He's planning to put a song in the last scene, a complete Wagner's song. Wagner's piece called
Siegfried's
Funeral March.
I see.
Yes, complete.
A complete one. 8 minutes and 30 seconds.
Okay. Well, we need to go for a break. Yeah. But when we come back, we'll hear more from Derek Perley and Liang about how they are going to bring Wagner's work to life on stage in ways that I think we haven't really seen before. I'm speaking to Dr. Derek Gunn, Perley Chua, and Tan Liang, who are involved with an upcoming theatrical adaptation of Richard Wagner's Ring Cycle operas. We'll be back after a short break. You're listening to Front Row on The Bigger Picture, BFM 89.9. Welcome back. This is Front Row on The Bigger Picture, and I'm Sharmila Ganesan. I'm speaking to Dr. Derek Gunn, Perley Chua, and Tan Liang, who are all involved with an upcoming theatrical adaptation of Richard Wagner's Ring Cycle operas. Now, this is actually no small undertaking, because it's a 5-hour theatrical staging of 4 pretty huge operas. Derek, at this point now, when you're, in the process of putting it together, rehearsing and so on, has the original idea that you had from when you adapted the script, has it changed and evolved in any way?
Yeah, actually, I like to change all the times.
Like life.
Like life, yes.
Because I'm quite the kind of
Impromptu.
Spontaneous.
Yeah, the kind of the director. So one of the set can give me some inspiration. The actor, wow, they can do it and yeah, I can get the inspiration from them. So I like to change and
he welcomes the change. Mm-hmm. Because change is inputs, actually
sir.
Yes, it's good inputs.
Mm-hmm. I understand also that it was a quite a collaborative process in terms of the actors also giving feedback.
Right.
Yeah.
Yes.
Actors always thought that the director knows everything, has everything in his mind.
The director knows, has a vision.
Yes,
but I think
he
the director welcomes the collaboration, the inputs, the creative process is richer.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We always ask, oh, what do you want? But then he always asks us back, what can you give me first to inspire me to do more?
I think that's fair.
Yeah, that's fair.
And in terms of the staging, because I think when you think of opera, when you think of Wagner, there's always this larger-than-life image, an epic story.
Mm. Yeah.
Visually, what is the production going to look like in terms of costumes, in terms of the stage?
This time, the concept of the set is net. What we call net.
Steel net.
A lot of metal, steel.
Yeah. Yeah. So the props you see or the big the set you see is all the crossing net. So because this epic is a lot of connection of the society, the human, the love, the hate, everything inside. So because the net you can see through. Mm. So because I'm Buddhism, so everything the life of human being actually is like a kong with emptiness. This is what I want to...
You're collaborating with people like Beatrice Louis for the costumes.
The costume, actually, because I like fashion. I love fashion.
We can see that.
Yeah. That's why...
The listeners can't, but yes, Derek is looking very stylish today.
Yeah. So, yeah, this time the Beatrice can join us. It's a very honored thing. So she bring our theatre more fashion.
All of these elements, the design, the sets, the costumes, they also fit into this idea that you are making the story more contemporary.
Yeah.
It's something that a modern audience will be able to...
Relate to. Yes. Yeah. I kind of expected this because Darius will never bring... He always wanted to try new things. So when we were notified that it's going to be a contemporary approach, we welcome that because Beatrice Louis, you know, and with Beatrice... She brings in more and more collaborative costumes with the other designer called Ian Chang. So we are actually wearing designer's suit. So I'm very happy with that. And with this approach, I think the audience will be able to relate and you just click, everything just click. And then they'll have this feeling that they are in it together with us.
Yeah, the theatrical elements are a lot of times not employed in some of the theatre that we see in Malaysia. What I like is the fact that director Derek Gunn has brought in a direct collaboration from other expressions of art. But, of course, with his final artistic discernment. And what I like is the collaboration he welcomes, Derek welcomes collaboration and inputs from actors. So we made to sit down and say, so what is your response if I were to ask you this? And what is your response if, and what would your reaction be if, that being it. And what I like is the characters are not literally from the Norse texts. Yeah, so there is an interpretation in terms of, so Pearly Chua, 21st century, straddling 20th century, 21st century woman. Mm-hmm. How do you view these four topics? And if you're not in full control, how do you go about working through it? Yeah, that sort of a thing.
That's actually an interesting point because one of the things I immediately thought about when I heard that you were adapting the operas into Mandarin and then with a contemporary sort of twist to it, what I wanted to know was how, when you script it, how do you work on these? How do you work on the dialogue? What do the characters sound like?
Okay, this is the biggest... difficulty for me because you know the Wagner the script is all in poem and all the text for singing
the libretto
there's a song it's not dialogue that means I have to make
translate.
It and you know because the opera they cannot act the scenes for you like killing or something you know it's just the opera singer just just tell you, okay, what the story only. But in the theater form, we have to see something. Cannot just tell it storytelling. Now this is a big problem. I have to change all the narrative, the story to the real scene, and I have to write the new dialogue for the characters. This is a big problem. Mm. So this year May, I fly to the Bayreuth, the Wagner, and then do a lot of research.
Then you're kind of working with the original German, and then you have to look for English translations, and then you are doing the script in Mandarin.
Yeah, and also have the North Europe, my thought, right? Because he combined two, the Germans, the epic and the North.
North. Yes.
Yeah, a lot of things have to study.
Mm-hmm.
You see, the name Wotan actually is Odin.
Odin, yeah.
Right. Oh, actually, really confused.
Decisions. Yes. Thank God it's Dr. Derek Guns.
Thank God he did everything for us.
Yes. Now it's just like mincemeat, how do you want to cook it?
Yes. So, what would you say to an audience who doesn't know anything about the show? Why should they come watch it?
They should come and watch it because there's a lot of modern-day humor looking at these four topics, yeah? And the thing is, it gives fodder for thought. Not the intellectual kind, but it's everyday life. You can employ it and it will resonate with you. It will make sense. Then you go back and think about, oh, in the office space, yeah. When I go back to office, this is what we do too. And that's how, you know, everyday life is too. And we have different languages there, not just pure Mandarin. Mm. There is English there. Mm-hmm. At some point, Bahasa.
Oh, I see.
Mm-hmm. And we use the word Kepo. So you see, we are very Malaysian.
This 5-hour play is, I think, to me, is an experience of a lifetime as an actor, because I don't really get to act in a 5-hour play very often because nobody wants to do it. Only Derek, Mukha Space, and the Actor Studio do it. So to the audience, I think it's the same thing to the audience, because it's not often for us to encounter, to have the chance to watch this 5-hour play. And plus, this is an epic 16-hour opera. It's a reduction version of this 16-hour opera. So it's going to be great, I think, because with Dr. Derek coming in, with the actors all coming in, yeah, everything will... We are in good hands. Yeah. So there's a lot to expect.
Yeah, I would like to say just come with an open mind and enjoy theatre.
What about the Wagner fans? What about the opera fans?
Oh, they can come and see if they want to. They have given their 2 cents worth, you know. Say, oh, I disagree. Oh, I agree. Or, well, I'm not sure, but hey, there's no music. Yes, there's music, but, you know, I mean, we would love to hear the dialogue that goes on, that will go on. I think that dialogue is very welcome. That's what theatre is all about. It's supposed to give fodder for thought. And then you say your piece and everybody has a good time and go home.
And after all, we're adding Wagner's piece at the end of the theatre.
Yes, and then maybe go on Facebook and then, you know,
yes,
spew it all out and say what they want to say.
Yes.
If you don't have time to watch a 16 hours Wagner plays, and this is the best chance to let 5 hours, actually this is the key to get into the Wagner world. What I do is actually I help the musical people or opera fans, let more people love Wagner.
Well, thank you very much for joining me today.
Thank you.
Thank you, Shara.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I've been speaking to director Dr. Derek Gunn and performers Pearly Chua and Tan Liang. They are working on an upcoming theatrical staging of The Ring of the Nibelung. It's an adaptation of the renowned operas by Richard Wagner and will be staged in Mandarin with English surtitles. The show, which is presented by Actor Studio Seni Theatre Rakyat and Muka Space, is showing from the 12th to the 14th of October at the Kuala Lumpur Performing Arts Centre. Tickets are priced from 100 ringgit to 150 ringgit and are available at proticket.com.my or the KL Pack box office. If you missed any part of this interview or any previous Front Row segments, you can download the podcasts on our BFM app. You've been listening to Front Row on The Bigger Picture, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.